Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Yotes. So first we're going to finish the sixth parak of Masech HaShkalim, and we're going to finish up by discussing a stira in Pesukim relating to Yehoyada, and then we're going to begin the next parak, the seventh parak of Masech HaShkalim, and we're going to talk about what the first mission is going to talk about, Halacha Aleph, what happens when you find money in a variety of different places, between the different kupos, between the different shofaros that had money in it. So where do you assume that money came from? Then we're going to have two opinions as to why, when you find money between the box that was set for Shkalim and the box that was set for Nadava, and it's not closer to either one of the boxes, why it is that we assume it goes to the Nadava. What would lead us in that direction? Excuse me. And then we're going to discuss if you find between Kinin and Gozli Ola, between the box that goes to Kinin and the box that goes to Gozli Ola, why we would assume it goes to Gozli Ola, and what a woman who put money in the box for Kinin and is expecting to get a kapara through a Korban Chatos is supposed to do if that money goes to Gozli Ola. Where is her kapara going to come from? And then in Halacha Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss finding basar in a variety of places. If you find meat in Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, by the meat market, outside of Yerushalayim, in all these different places, and the factors that determine what we assume about the meat are where you find it, when you find it, did you find it b'shas haregel or other times a year, and whether they were evarim or chatichos, exactly how the meat was cut. Those three factors are going to determine what we do with the meat. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether we can prove from the Mishnah what the psul of hesach hadas is, that when you have hesach hadas b'kadshim, is that a psul aguf, or is it just a psul that we're afraid that maybe it became tame while you weren't paying attention? And then toward the end of Amud Beis, we're going to bring up the case of teishach, which is when you have nine stores that sell basar shchuta, one that sells basar nevela, or vice versa, and you find a piece of meat, or you have a piece of meat, you don't know where it came from. What do we do in that kind of situation? That leads us right into a discussion of basar shenesale mina ayin. Machlokas, what happens when you have meat that was not supervised the entire time? Do you have to assume that the meat came from a guy? What happens if a guy taka has meat? Do you assume that a meat in the hands of a guy, even if he walks out of a Jewish butcher shop, do you assume that that meat is kosher meat, or do you assume that it is not kosher meat? So that is the basic outline of what we're going to do. Let us pick up again from the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where we left off on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. So we're up to Ksiv, three lines from the bottom. So it's the context of what we're discussing over here is that the Mishnah had said that Yehoyada Kohen made a drasha that explained how you could have, on the one hand, that we say that an animal goes la Hashem, and on the other end we say it goes to Kohanim. So you say, oh, we're talking about a Korban Ola where the Basar goes to Hashem and the Ar goes to Kohanim. So once we have that drasha, so the Gemara darshans other psukim and Sefer Melachim and Sefer Divrei Yamim that are said by Yehoyada that seem to be soser each other. We have a pasuk in Sefer Melachim in Melachim Beis, Parakid Beis, that starts with Vayikach Yehoyada. A parsha that starts with Vayikach Yehoyada Kohen, and it talks about a certain box that they had that contained money inside of it, and the Pesukim described that box that they had money inside of it stood in the Beis HaMikdash, right next to the Mizbeach, and that money was used for Bedek HaBayis. Yet, on the other hand, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, so it's asking a stira, it just doesn't quote the first Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Melachim, but then there's another Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Chav Dalid, Uchichalosa Mevi, where that pasuk describes that this aron, this box that had money, was in the Shar Beis Hashem Chutza, and that it was outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And from the kesef in that box, they made clay shares. So it's a stira, it's a double stira. Where was the box, and what did they do with the money in the box? The pasuk in Melachim sounds like it was in the Mikdash, next to the Mizbeach, and the money was used, Lebedek HaBayis. And the pasuk in the Divrei Yamim sounds like it was outside of the Mikdash, and they made clay shares out of the money. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachum Shem Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Shtei Nedavel Sasa. It must be that Yehoyada Kohen made two boxes for money, and one box was outside, and the money was used with clay shares. One was inside, and the money was used was used for bedek habayis. So says the Gemara, Tanu de Rabbi Yishmael, nidava achas. Tanu de Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Says no, there was only one box for nidavos that served this purpose. By Yoyada dechsev, because the pasuk says in Malachim, vayikach Yoyada akoyin aron echad vayikov chor bedalto v'itinosayis on zvech miyamin. Sounds like it was only aron echad, that it was only one box. Aye, what are we going to do with the double stira? V'adichsev vayomer melch vayasu aron echad vayetnu b'shar beis Hashem chutza. That which it says in Divrei Yamim sounds like it wasn't by the Mizbeach, it was outside. Amar Rav Huna, that Rav Huna explains, yeah, it was placed by the Mizbeach, by Yehoyada, but then the Melech brought it outside, Mipnei HaTameim, so that for the Tameh people who were unable to go into the Azara, they should have the ability to contribute also. So we bring the Tzedakah box out to them, so that they could contribute as well. But what about the other steer, in terms of what we would do with the money? So Rabbi Chuna B'Shem, Rabbi Yosef, explains, according to the Pasuk, Ach lo ye'asa beis Hashem sfos kesef mizamros, and the Pasuk continues, Ki lo osei amlach yinu, that whatever they didn't give for the tzorach of klei shares, when they needed the money for bedek habayis, they would use it for bedek habayis. So I'm sorry, the other way around, that they would use the money for bedek habayis. If they didn't need any more for bedek habayis, it would then go le klei shares. So that's the stira. It's not a stira. They would use the money for both, sometimes for bedek habayis, and whatever they didn't need for bedek habayis, they would go for klei shares. So now we had learned in the Mishnah previously that there are 13 shafaros, that there are 13 boxes where they will put different types of money. What happens though if money is found in between different boxes? So that's the next mission, that's the beginning of the seventh parak. So Moshe Nimtzu, if you find money in the Beis HaMikdash on the ground, Bein HaShkalim L'Nedava, if you find it between the box that's designated for the Tiklin Chaditin and the box that's designated for Nedava, so Karov L'Shkalim Yiplu L'Shkalim, if it's closer to the Tiklin Chaditin box, so let it go to the Tiklin Chaditin box. L'Nedava Yiplu L'Nedava, but if it's closer to the Nedava box, then it goes L'Nedava. Mechza L'Mechza, if it's half-half, Yiplu L'Nedava, then it goes L'Nedava. So this is the din of Karov. When determining things, we're very used to a different determinant, and that is Rov, that we always follow the majority. But there is another halacha midoraisa that we follow the Karov. We learn this halacha midoraisa from the parsha of Egla Rufa, that it's the ir hakrovelav, it's the beis din of the city that's closest to the dead body that one finds abandoned between two cities, that has to go through the whole process of Egla Rufa. Why is it the krovelav? Because we assume that the body came from the era Krova. There's an entire sugya in Maseches Bava Basra. What we know that Karov is a determinant, and we know that Rov is a determinant. What happens if you have a Rov against the Karov? What if you have two cities and you find a dead body between the two cities? It's closer to one city, but the other city is much larger. So do we go with the Rov or do we go with the Karov? And the Gemara does not come to a clear conclusion on that Shaila. The Gemara says that the whole case where we know for sure that we go with the Karov must be a case where the two cities are of equal size, and there's no Ruba di Alma, there's no chance that it came from anywhere else outside of those two cities from the rest of the world. And we have all these interesting ukimtas in order to keep it pure as a Karov case. But if it's Rov Ukarov, so the Gemara is not certain at the end, so it has an expression, Rov Ukarov Holchanacha Rov, but that's actually subject to Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara over there. So over here, Lechora, one could have said, well, wait a second, there's a question that we're missing over here. It talks about if it's closer to one box, closer to the other box, what about the Rov? Why aren't we going with the Rov? So the reason that we go with the Karov, the Bartanur explains, is because we learn it from Vahaisa Ira Krova by Egla Rufa, and if you hold like the Shita, the Rov, the Karov, Holchmacha Rov, we must be talking about where it's Shaveh. You have to make the Ukimta that there is no Rov, that it's the same amount of money in both boxes. But the Tiferes Yisrael and the Boaz and the Mishnayis says from the fact that the Yerushalmi and the Rambam just write that the money, that if you find it close to the Tiklin Chaditin box, so the money goes L'Shkaldim, and they're not mechalik whether there's a Rov or there's not a Rov. So it sounds like the Mishnah is talking about even if there's a Rov in the other box, you still go with the Karov. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains that even if right now there's a Rov in one of the boxes, it doesn't mean that that's a consistent Rov. The Beis HaMikdash was not swept on a consistent basis. This money could have fallen at any any time. So right now, maybe one of these boxes has more money than the other box. Yesterday, maybe the other box had more money than this box. So we can't, there is no rov to go with. So even if it looks like there's a rov, there's not a rov, and therefore the only thing we got left is the karov. There's also a fascinating discussion in the poskim. When we say that we follow the rov, what does that mean, rov? Does that mean that the rove of possible places it could have come from? Or does it mean the majority of it in terms of quantity of the item? Like, let's say you have 9 stores that sell basar nevela, and 1 store that sells, let's say 9 stores that sell basar shchuta, that sell kosher meat, and 1 store that sells treif meat. So 9 stores that sell kosher meat, so you would say, if it's nimtza, if you call the parish meruba parish, if you find a piece of meat, you assume it's kosher, you assume it came from the kosher stores. What if each of those kosher butcher shops are tiny little butcher shops, and the store that sells nevela meat is a massive operation. It's a giant slaughterhouse, a massive operation that they have going, and it's bigger than all 9 kosher stores put together and then some. So what is the rove in that case? Is the rove the majority of places that it may have come from, or is the rove the majority of meat that it could have come from? So that is a significant machlokas haposkim. It is discussed in the Chavos Das, in the Beis Meir, in Yerdei Simon Kuf Yud. Yerdei Simon Kuf Yud is where we deal with all the issues of sfeikos and rove and all those things. So this is discussed in that in the poskim over there. So the Beis Meir and the Chavos Das hold that we go with the rove chanuyos. We go with the majority of the stores, and that's what the Nadav Yehuda says. And the Nadav Yehuda is medayik that from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara, whenever it wants to set up a case of rove, it always says teisha chanuyos, that there are 9 stores. It never says one chanus gedol ad mod. It doesn't do that. It's always teisha. So clearly it's based on the number of stores. However, the Beis Ephraim in the Chumen Yardeis and Mem says that no, if the Nevela store is so much bigger than all the 9 kosher stores, so then we go Basar, the Rove of the Basar, and that's how the Chachmas Adam writes in Binas Adam as well, that we go Basar, Rove of the Basar. So their Raya is from Shkalim, the Bar Tanura, and the Mishnah says that if you assume a Rove Karov, Holchumach HaRov, so our Mishnah must be talking about where it's Shave. How could you say it's Shave? What do you mean Shave? There are 6 shofaros that are for Nedava. There's only one that's for Tikkun Chaditin. So by definition, isn't there always a Rove on the Nadava side? So by definition it can't be Shava. So that's right. It sounds like a very strong right, because right when I read the Mishnah I was thinking, there's 6 Linadava. But if you think about it, we said at the end of yesterday's shir that the Gemara had said that there are 4 opinions as to why there are 6 Linadava. Only one of those opinions said, yeah, all the money's the same, we just, there's so much Nadava money, we just put it in different boxes. But the other Shitos all explained that there's 6 Linadava because each box had some was for something else. For different types of animals, for different types of karbanos, for the different batei av, right? Each box was for something else. Now, if each box was for something else, what does it mean, yipul nedava? Just let the money that you find go nedava. You can't just let the money go. Which nedava? Which box are you going to put it in? They all go for different things. So it must be that the Gemara is working with the assumption, the Chasam Sofer points this out, that the Gemara is working with the assumption that there's not a suffix whether it fell from any of the 6 boxes of Lindava. There's a specific box that it might have fallen from, and it's that box versus the Tikkun Chaditin box. And we're going to see this is clear in the Gemara also. It's got to be this way in the Gemara also, that it's not that it could have come from any of the 6 boxes. We know it was either from one particular Nadava box or the Tikkun Chaditin box. So on that level, it's even, and therefore the Raya that you go Basar Rov Chanuyos as opposed to Rov of the Raya that you go Basar Rov the Basar as opposed to Rov of the Chanuyos is not such a great Raya. Vaiter in the Mishnah, Bein Eitzim Lulavona, if a person finds the money between the box that's designated for wood and the box that's designated for Lavona, so again, Karv Leitzim Yipul Eitzim, Lavona Yipul Lavona. If it's closer to the wood one, so you go to the wood. If it's closer to the Lavona, you go to the Lavona. Mechza Lemechza Yipul Lavona. If it's right in between, it goes to Lavona. Bein Kinin LeGoz Le'Ola, if it's between the box of money for Kinin and the box of money for Goz Le'Ola, Karv LeKinin Yipul LeKinin, Karv LeGoz Le'Ola Yipul Goz Le'Ola, Mechza Lemechza Yipul LeGoz Le'Ola. 50-50, it goes to Goz Le'Ola. Why? Because our mission is assuming, like the Shita of the Chacham that we said before, that the box for Kinin goes Echel the Chatos ve'Echel the Ola. It's not all for Olos. So Goz the Ola are more Chamor because they're Kulo Kalil. The Goz the Ola are entirely burnt on the Mizbech. The Kinin box, not all of them are burnt entirely on the Mizbech. Some of them are Karbonos Chatos. And that's going to be the rule we're going to see at the end of the the Mishnah, that whenever it's 50-50, you always go in the more machmir direction. We always go l'chumra. So therefore, ben chulin l'maiser sheni, continuing, if you find stam outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you have money, you have two boxes that you keep in your house for money. One box you keep your regular money in, the other box you keep your maiser sheni money in. You had maiser sheni produce that you were mechalal on money, and you need to go bring that money to your shlaim to spend it on food, and you have it in a box in your house, and then you find a coin in between, you find some money in between these two boxes. So karav the chulin, yipul chulin. If it's closer to the chulin box, treat it like chulin. You don't have to bring it to your shlaim. The maaser sheni, yipul maaser sheni. If you find it closer to the maaser sheni box, then it goes the maaser sheni. Mechza the mechza, yipul maaser sheni. Again, whenever it's 50-50, we go the chumra. So if it's mechza the mechza, it goes for maaser sheni. There's a discussion in the achronim. What if when we say that we follow the karov, is that even when there's a chazaka against the karov, would we still follow the karov? That the karov is adif me chazaka, karov is considered to be better than a chazaka? Or do we say no, that when there's a chazaka against the karov, then we wouldn't follow the karov? So in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, he says that the suffik can be, we can answer this suffik, that karov has to be better than chazaka from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that if you find the money, karov l'chulin, it's chulin. Karov l'maiser sheni, it's maiser sheni. And the Mishnah is going to say that the rule is we follow the karov l'hakel, mechza al mechza, we go l'hachmir. So we see karov l'maiser sheni is maiser sheni vaday, meaning we even go l'hakel to treat it like maiser sheni. And therefore, if you eat it betuma or eat it ba'aninus, you get malchus, because we assume it's maiser sheni vaday. It's not that we treat it misafek, let's be machmir, that it's maiser sheni. We treat it like vaday maiser sheni. Now, if you're going to say b'makom chazaka, we don't follow the karov, well, all money has cheskas chulin. All money started out as chulin. No money starts out as maaser sheni money. You need to be mechalal peros on it for it to become maaser sheni money. So it should always have a cheskas chulin. So elamai, from the fact that you see that you're going to use karov to determine, to call this maaser sheni money, that maaser sheni, that karov is something that works even against the chazaka. That we're going to call it vadai maaser sheni money even against the chazaka. So the Mishnah concludes that the rule is as follows. Zaklal. Generally speaking, we lahakel. We go after the karov lahakel, even lahakel, mechza lemechza lahachmir. When it's 50-50, we just go in the more machmir direction. So says the Gemara, okay, we go in the more chamer direction when it's 50-50. What did we say before? We said when you find it between shkalim and nedava. So first of all, what a strange example. Before we even get into what the halacha was, what a strange example. We discussed 13 different shofaros, 13 different boxes. The first one was the Tiklun Chaditin box. The last six were Nedava boxes. How would you find it between Shkalim and Nedava? If you find it between Shkalim and Nedava, if the boxes are all lined up, there's going to be it's also close to a lot of other boxes. It's a lot closer to a lot of the other boxes than it is to either the Shkalim or the Nedava, if it's directly between the two. So says Gemara, lo hutzrucha delo ben Shkalim lakinim. So wait, the Gemara asks, would it not have been better to say that you find the money between Shkalim and Kinim? That's the box next to the Shkalim. At least they're near each other. Rabbi Yavin b'shem Rabbi Pinchas kimin buchlayer. He explains, no, kimin buchlayer hayu asuyin, that the boxes were not lined up in a row; they were in a circle. So the last nedava box was actually right next to the Tiklun Chaditin box. That's what it means. You find it between Shkalim and Nedava. You find it between those the first box and the last box because they were arranged in a circle. So when we have a suffix, where did it come from? The suffix is, did it come from Tiklun Chaditin or did it come from the last Nedava box? This is what we were talking before from the Chsam Sofer. The suffix is not, did it come from any of the Nedava boxes? No, it didn't come from the other five. It came from either the last Nedava box or from the Tiklun Chaditin box. Now the Mishnah said that when you're not sure, when it's 50-50 between the Shkalim and the Nedava, so Mechza the Mechza Yiplu l'Nedava. That if it's 50-50, it goes l'Nedava. Now l'chora, that's a stira to the end of the Mishnah, because the end of the Mishnah says we're always more machmir when it's 50-50. What's more chamer, to go l'Nedava or to go for for Tiklin Chadatin. L'chara, the money should go for the Shkalim. That's more chamer, because you buy Kabarnos at Sibur with that. So that's more chamer than Nedava. So Istabai Meimar, so some wanted to say that the reason that it doesn't call the Shkalim is Shemi Yiplu L'Shiari Alishcha, that we're afraid that what's going to happen if you put it L'Shkalim and then it ends up in the Shiari Alishcha, which ends up not being used for Kabarnos at Sibur. What do we do with the Shiari Alishcha? We build the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, the watchtowers of Yerushalayim. That's certainly less chamer than Nedava, which is all Nikrav as a Karbonola. So certainly Nedava would be more chamer. So that's one explanation of why it calls the Nedava V'istabai Meimar. And others want to say, no, the reason it calls the Nedava Mechsa L'Mechsa Kamisha Meis, because when it's Mechsa L'Mechsa, we view it as if the owner of those Shkalim is dead, because this money doesn't have any Bailim, and therefore it calls the Nedava based on Amar Rabbi Yisa Ada Anantaman. When I was in Bavel, Shamis Kal, I heard Rabbi Yehuda Sha'al Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, Hifresh Shiklo Omeis, what happens if you mafresh a machsa shekel and then the owner of that machsa shekel dies? Amale Yiplu L'Nedava. He says, you know what that money's supposed to go? It's supposed to go L'Nedava. So either way, it's supposed to go L'Nedava. The reason we say that between the Tiklun Chadatin and Nedava, it goes L'Nedava, is not because we assume that going L'Nedava, the Nedava box is the more machmir box. It's Mimanav Shach. Even if it really belongs in the Shkalim box, it doesn't have a Bailim. And any Shkalim that doesn't have a Bailim goes L'Nedava. So it's exactly, it ends up exactly in the same place. So it goes L'Nedava. Mosra Asirus Ha'efa Shalom. The extra from the Asirus Ha'efa of a Kohen Gadol, he designates money for his Asirus Ha'efa, for his own karban, and he has extra. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yalichun Liyamimelech, Rabbi Lezer Amar Yiplu Nedava. So Machlokas, whether it goes the Yamimelech or goes the Nedava. Okay, now we had mentioned in the Mishnah between Kinin and Gozle Ola, whichever one it's Karov to, it goes to, but if it's Mechzal Metza, it goes the Gozle Ola. So the Gemara is going to ask, Vikasha, we have difficulty with this Mishnah where it says if it's Mechzal Metza, it goes the Gozle Ola, the Yesh Chatos Kreva Ola, a Chatos Ha'of, the halacha is when you shecht a chatas ha'ov, a bird carbon chatas, the blood has to go lamata on the bottom part of the mizbech. And olas ha'ov, its blood is karav lamala, it's above the chutasuk, on the top part of the mizbech. And if you're mishana from one to the other, if you take a chatas ha'ov and put the blood on the top part, or an olas ha'ov, put it on the bottom, so then it's going to be pasul. So l'chora, we should be choshesh over here that this money may have come from the kinim box, which is echad l'chatas ve'echad ola. So it would turn out that we're bringing a carbon chatas like a carbon ola. So isn't that a problem? Yesh chatas kreva ola? Can you take money that may have been designated for carbon chatas and just treat it like an ola? That we're just going to easily say that if it's mechsa al mechsa, just bring it as a carbon ola? Isn't that risky? And now, to bring it as a carbon chatas would also be risky, because if you bring an ola as a chatas, it's also possible. So Chizkei B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish says that just like we say tonight, Bezdin Hu Alamos Saros Sheyikravu Olos, just like we say that it's Tanai Bezdin on any extras of a carbon chatas, that the Bezdin makes a built-in Tanai that it could be brought as a carbon ola, they also make a Tanai on the money. That Bezdin makes a Tanai on whatever money they find that it could be brought as a carbon ola. So ask the Gemara, but at the end of the day, if it's Mechsa al Mechsa, there's a tzad to say that this money came from the Shofar of Kinin and was given by a woman who needed to get a kapara for some sort of avera. She was bringing it as a karban chatas. So granted, now you solve the problem of why it's not going to be a violation of some technical kadshim din of being mishana chatas to an ola. But what are you going to do, Nebuch, with this poor woman who needs her kapara? Hayisha zos b'mayhi miskaperes. Where's this woman going to find her kapara? She's missing out on a karban chatas. Some Rabbi Yitzchak, Tanai Bezinu, another Tanai Bezinu, that the guy who's misapik esakinin, the one who provides birds for Hegdish, for Bezin to bring, the one who actually sells all the birds to the Beis HaMikdash, whom is Sapikas HaPsulos. Part of his contract is that he has to make up for the Psulos. He has to give a few extras to make up for the Psulos. So they're going to bring, if one of the birds become a trefa after it's bought, so he has to bring another bird. So he has to, for lost birds also. So in where money was lost, he has to bring another bird, and we bring that the Shem Chatas for the Chavas. But that bird is not eaten because it's like a chatas habala safek, because it's not eaten like a chatas habala safek because it may not be a chatas. So that's what we do. That's how we make up for that woman. We have the person provide an extra bird, and we bring it as such. So lo tzarcha de lo bein olo la etzim lo levona lezav la kaporas. So frakta gemara. Why do we not say we have all these specific cases of finding money between this box and that box, this box and the next box? But we don't go through all the boxes. We don't talk about all the cases of money found between all the boxes of money. So why not? It's nisa b'sofa, because it says at the end of the Mishnah, because we should be able to figure out those dinim from the rule at the end of the Mishnah. The rule at the end of the Mishnah is that when it's 50-50, you go lahachmir, and when it's closer to one, you go with the karuv. So we should know what all those halachas are. Okay, next Mishnah, halacha beis. Moshe nimtzu l'fnei socher beim. Let's say you find money in Yerushalayim in front of people who sell animals. So li'olam meiser. We always assume that money has kedushas meiser sheni, because most of the time when people are buying meat in Yerushalayim, they're buying meat with meiser sheni money. And the reason for that is that when everyone would come to be'olah l'regel, everyone would have to bring all their meiser sheni money to spend on food in Yerushalayim on the being all the regular, but a person can only eat so much. It's been since Sukkot that the guy hasn't been to Yerushalayim, and now it's already Pesach. So 6 months he hasn't been to Yerushalayim, and he accumulated 10% of all the money that he made from his farm, 10% of all the grain that he was able to bring in his fields, and that's been accumulating over time. That's a lot of money. He's going to spend all of that on food in a week? It's impossible. So he's going to leave a lot of the money behind for other people, for the residents of Yerushalayim, to be able to use that money to buy food. And the normal thing to buy, the normal kind of food to buy, the Meis Sheni money was Karban Shlam. They would bring Shalmei Nedava and use that meat to eat that meat. So you'd always find by Mochre Behema, it was always we always assume the majority was Meis Sheni money. But Harabayis, if you find the money on Harabayis, then it's Chulin. Why do we assume it's Chulin? We assume the Chazaka is that on Harabayis is that it came from Trumas Alishcha, and we also have a Chazaka, the Gemara is going to say, that Kohanim would never let money out of the Trumas Alishka until they're Mechal the money first. So if it came from the Trumas Alishka and the Kohanim were Mechal it, so then we must assume that it's Chulin money. Will be Yerushalayim if it's found in Yerushalayim, but not in front of an animal salesman. So Bashar Kol Yemos Hashana, when it's during the rest of the year Chulin, we assume that it's Chulin because most of the money around town is Chulin. Bishas HaRegel HaKol Meiser. But Bishas HaRegel, everyone's schlepping around all their Meiser Sheni money, so they barely bring any other money to Yerushalayim. And you have people from all over Eretz Yisrael bringing all their Meiser Sheni money. So then we assume that it's all that it's all Meiser Sheni in that case. Now, when we say Bahar Bayis, we assume it's Chulin. Tosos in Meseches Pesachma Dav Zayin Amar Aleph quotes from the Ri that there's a Gemara that raises the question. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Samach Beizam Beis says that one is not allowed to enter Har Abayis with the most Hatsruros Bisadina. One is not allowed to carry his money belt onto the Har Abayis. So how can we assume Bahar Abayis the Olam Chulin, that Bahar Abayis the money was Chulin, you're not allowed to bring money on Tarabais? So one explanation is we said no, we assume it came from the Trumas Halishcha, which is that if that's where the money's from, and the Kohanim just didn't let it out of their sight. So Tosfos says no, maybe the Isser of carrying money on Harabais is only carrying money in a very public way, in a very obvious way. But maybe if you carry money in a because it's a Gnai, that it looks like you're going there for Schora, not for religious purposes. But maybe Betzina, there's no Isser. Tosfos suggests such a possibility. In the Tosfos Yom Tov on the Mishnayis over here, he says that when Tosfos raises this question from the Gemara and Brachos, it's only according to the first day of the Bar Tanurim Brachos that when we say that you're not allowed to go with Apundaso, it actually means a money belt. But the Rambam understands in the second day in the Bar Tanura is that Apundaso doesn't mean a money belt. When it says you're not allowed to go with Apundaso, it means an undershirt. It means some garment that's there just to catch sweat. That's not a garment of kavod, that a person should go in a kavodic way on Harabayis. But it has nothing to do with a money belt. But the Achronim point out that even the Rambam, who says that the word Apundaso means an undershirt, paskins in the 7th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira that you're not allowed to carry money on Harabayis. So whether that's the taich of the word or it's not the taich of the word, you're still going to hold that you're not allowed to carry money on Harabayis, so you would still need one of these other answers. There's also a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, which I don't know if we have time to really get into now, but the Nesivos and the Ketzos discuss, why is it that we don't just assume that any money that's in the Beis HaMikdash complex belongs to the Beis HaMikdash through Kinyan Chatzar? Doesn't Kinyan Chatzar typically work So why aren't they kona with kinyan chatzer? So the Magen Avraham and Kufnun David Tzivkon Chav Gimel writes in the name of the Aguda that there's no kinyan chatzer lahegdish. This is actually a good topic. Maybe we'll give it to you next year. On the what about a shul? If something is lost in a shul, so we have lost and found, and where does it go? How you machriz? When can the shul say that's it? We're not being machriz anymore. To what extent does the shul have to store it? Or why not just say that the shul is kona kinyan chatzer? Right, Beis Hamikdash. Let the Beis Hamikdash be kona kinyan chatzer. So there's a significant discussion over here. So the Magen Avraham says there is no kinyan chatzer lehegdish because chatzer is midin yad and hegdish has no yad. The Ktzos and Siman Reish tries to be mochiach that there's absolutely a kinyan chatzer for hegdish, and he has to say the reason the hegdish is not kona is for some other technicality that a kinyan chatzer only works la'achash and siyashu abaylim if it first came into the chatzer after. Meaning, kinyan chatzer works midin yad. If I take possession of something before the original bialim had yeyush on it, then I can't be kona it. The kinyan only works if there's a shina rishus after the yeyush. So the same is true with the kinyan chatzer. Kinyan chatzer is only going to work if there's a yeyush if it comes into the chatzer after the yeyush. Pashto says that's not what happened over here. Someone dropped this money and he had yeyush after he dropped it. So it came into the chatzer before the yeyush. That's how the Ktzos understands. The Nesivos has a different take on it. Okay, well, for a different time maybe. So let's see weiter over here. So we're in the middle of this Mishnah. Basar shenimtza ba'azara. Let's say you find meat in the azara and you don't know what kind of carbon it is. So evarim, if you find it cut up into large pieces, so ola, so you assume it's carbon ola, and chatichos, if you find it cut up into smaller pieces, like someone was planning on eating it, not just bringing it to burn on the mizbeach, then chataos, then you assume that it's a carbon chatas. Ubi Yerushalayim, if you find it outside of the azara, somewhere in Yerushalayim, zivche, you find meat, zivche shlamim, then you assume that it must be carbon shlamim, because carbon shlamim could be eaten b'chala ir. You're allowed to eat it even outside of the azara. So rov of the basa that's eaten in Yerushalayim typically throughout the year is zivche shlamim. Zev zeh, whether it's evarim or chatichos, and whether you find it in the azara, you find it in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to. It's not karav and it's not eaten because there's a hadas problem. You just can't be mezalzel in it. So to burn it until you make sure that it's definitely pasul. So to ubar to rasul, you have to leave it over till the tsuras basul leaves, till it gets ruined a little bit. V'yetz el beis hasreifa, and then it gets then it gets burnt. Nimtza b'gvulin, if you find it outside of Yerushalayim in other parts of Eretz Yisrael, say varim, if it's large pieces, nevelos, you assume that it's nevela, that no one was planning on eating it, and it was just being chopped up into large pieces to throw out for the dogs to be able to eat. B'chatichos, but if it's cut up into small pieces that you would find in a butcher shop, then mutaros, then you assume it's mutar, because it's normal to take kosher meat and to cut up kosher meat into proper cuts that people could eat. When it's yantif time where there's a lot of meat around and a lot of people are cutting up meat, then not evarim mutaris. Then you even if it's cut up into evarim, you assume they just didn't have time to butcher all the meat, but you assume that it's all kosher meat and you're allowed to have all of it. Okay, so we have said in the Mishnah that money that's found in the harabayis is assumed to be chulin. So the Gemara raises a question. Lo tzarcha delo baharabayis kodesh? Was it, does the Tana of the Mishnah not have to say that the Har Bayis, the money is Kodesh, because the Vadai, this money in Har Bayis, came from the Trumas HaLishcha? No one else is allowed to bring money on Har Bayis. So shouldn't we assume that it's automatically Kodesh? Why are we assuming it's Chulin? So we pointed out when we read the Mishnah, right? Bar Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Chazak Hashem HaKoyin Motzi Min HaLishcha Ma'os Ad Shehu Mechalan Al Behema. We have a Chazakah that the Kohana would never let money from the Lishcha out of their sight until you Mechal that money on a Behema. So that money is not going to be kachim. We assume it's going to be chulin. Now there is. Now we're going to discuss hesach hadas a little bit. This should bring us back to Pesachim daf lamed aleph. There is a halacha that if you have carbon meat that you were mesiach das from, that you didn't guard properly, it becomes pasul b'hesach hadas. Now the question is, why does it become pasul b'hesach hadas? This was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Pesachim daf lamed dalid. Rabbi Yochanan holds that hesach hadas is a psul tuma. What that means is that since you didn't watch it, for all you know, it became tameh while you weren't watching it, and therefore you have to be choshesh that maybe it's in fact tameh. Reish Lakish says, no, it's not a psul tuma, it's a psul aguf. Hesach Hadas itself is a psul. There's a big difference between the two. If it's a psul tumah, it's pasul misafik, and therefore you can't just throw it out. You need ibur tsurasa. You need to make sure that it's vaday pasul before you just get rid of it. Whereas if you hold like Reish Lakish, it's a psul aguf, so it's not a safik pasul. Once you were mesiach das from it, it's by definition pasul. It has by definition become pasul. I pointed out on Yom Kippur, I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has a beautiful drasha about what type of hesach hadas is the issur of being mesiach das from the ribono shalom. Is it a psul aguf? Are we actually mimait the kvot shemayim in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world is lessened by our being mesiach das from him, or is it just a chashash that by being mesiach das we're not paying attention, but it doesn't mean necessarily that there's anything that's actually changing? Okay, there's a nice drasha about that, but that's the machlokas in halacha over here. What the din of hesach hadas is. So in our sugya, the we're going to discuss whether the psul of hesach hadas is a psul tuma. If it's a psul tuma, then kachim that became pasul would require ibur tzura. If it's a psul aguf, then you won't require ibur tzura. So the Mishnah said basar shenimtza, you find meat in the azara. So we said if it's a varim, it's olos. If it's chatichos, it's chatos. In Yerushalayim, it's zivchei shlamim. But no matter what it is and where it is, it's always going to need ibur tzura. So blazer b'shem Rav Hoshea hisiach das ton ibur tzura. That our Mishnah seems to be like working with the assumption that Hesach Hadas is a psul tuma, that it's only a Safek Pasul, and that's why we need to have Ibur Tzura before we burn it, because it's not Vaday Pasul yet. We need to wait till it's Vaday Pasul. Some Rabbi Yossi, V'yos, Rabbi Yossi says, why, you think that's right? La achlo einat yachl shem neskalkel tzuraso, l'fum kein tzarech meimer tuber tzuraso v'yetzel beis hasreifa. He says, is it really raya from a mission? No. To eat the meat, you can't eat the meat, because you have to worry that maybe it already became Pasul as nosar. Maybe it already had Ibur Tzura. That's why you can't eat the meat. So since it's only a suffix with that, maybe it already became nosar, so forget about the psul hesach hadas. It's the chashash is the issue of nosar. So that's why the Mishnah has to say that you wait until it becomes possible levadai, so you do ibur tzura. But maybe if hesach hadas is a psul aguf and would not require ibur tzura. Over here, it's not because of hesach hadas. That's not the issue over here. The issue is that it may be nosar, that it may have been left over for longer than it's supposed to be, legabe the carb. So the halachas of that carbon. Now the Mishnah said nimtza begvulin, if you find it outside of Yerushalayim. So if you find it in Evarim, you assume it's nevelos. If you find a chatichos, then it's mutter. Rabbi Krispa, b'shem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chananya says when our Mishnah says Evarim nevelos, that if you find it Evarim, it's nevelos. Lokan aleim mishum nevelo. We mean it's vada nevelo, and you even get malchus for nevelo for it. Masnisa amrakein. The Mishnah said we could prove this from our Mishnah. Evarim nevelos v'chatichos mutaros. That if it's evarim, it's nevelos. If it's chatichos, mutaros. So chatichos mutaros lo mamish u'dekavsai evarim nevelos lo kan alein mishum nevela. So just like when we say chatichos mutaros, it means that it's mamish mutar, that you're allowed to eat it. So mele, when it says evarim nevelos, it means that it's mamish nevelos, that you get malchus for it, like it's a real bona fide nevela. You treat it like an actual nevela. Right? Crispim shem Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. He says the din of that's found in the Gevulin, that we say Evarim Nevelos is only if it's Mushlach Stam, if it's just Stam thrown around, you find it lying on the street. But Im Hayu Macharozos, let's say you find a bunch of pieces of meat, a bunch of limbs, large limbs that are all tied together with a string, then Mutaros, because a Nevela person doesn't throw away like that. A Nevela you would throw away, just Stam, throw it away. If you tied it up all together and you have it out in the street like that, so it must be fell off the back of a truck on a delivery somewhere. It wasn't in a vela. It's Basar Shchuta that someone was trying to protect. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that deals with Basar that we don't know where it came from. So now this is where we get into Teisha Chanuyos. Teisha Chanuyos Mochas Basar Nevela Va'achas Mocheres Basar Shchuta. You have 9 stores that sell Nevela meat. 1 store sells regular kosher meat. Nischalfalo, and you don't know where your meat came from. So Choshesh, you have to worry that maybe it came from the Nevela stores, and therefore the Basar is going to be Asri. Even though the Chanos that sells Shechted meat is kosher, kavua, and kol kavua kmechsal mechsa, so we will view it like a 50-50 safek. Yeah, but a 50-50 safek on a nevela d'oraisa is a safek d'oraisa l'chumra, so you have to assume it's nevela. So it's not because of the majority that we're assuming it's nevela, it's because 50-50. It's kol kavua kmechsal mechsa dami. What if you find it on the street? So it's parush, it was removed from the original store. So halchmacha rov. We have a rule called the parush miruba parush. So you would follow the rov, and in this case, the rov would be that it's basar nevela. On the flip side, it's going to make a bigger difference. Teisha chenuyis mochros basar shchuta v'achas mochros basar nevela. If you have 9 stores that sell kosher meat and only one that sells non kosher meat, nischal falo, and you don't know where you bought the meat, your meat from. So choshesh, you have to worry that maybe you bought it from the one nevela store. Why? Because you got it from a kavua place. You bought it from one of these stores. And kol kavua, kemechsal mechsadami. Even though it's 90% kosher stores, you treat it like a 50-50. If you find it in between, then you follow the majority. Because again, then it's called the parish, meruba parish. But if you find it in the hands of a guy, so kenimtza beplatya, so he says, then it's like basar that's found in the shuk. And therefore, you would follow the rov. If rov of the chanuyo sell kosher meat, it's considered kosher. If rov sell, that's considered called the parish, when you find it in the hands of a guy. So the Gemara brings a couple of stories that relate to finding meat in the hands of a guy. So first of all, Rabbi Lezer bei Rabbi Chagai have a mismach to Rabbi Mana. He was leaning on Rabbi Mana as he was walking. That's how some say. Some say that Rabbi Mana was nishan al Rabbi Lezer. Whichever way, someone was leaning on somebody as they were walking. Chamal charamayin. They saw a guy that was a certain nachri mekateya min susei, who was actually cutting pieces of flesh off of his horse umapik levra, and was bringing it out to the market to sell it, to sell meat. Literally horse meat that he was cutting off his horse. I don't know if it was Eiv Menachai, if it was from a live horse, Basar Menachai, whatever, or if it was from a dead horse. But either way, it's not kosher. It was horse meat. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Mana, Chadahi, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Hanimtza Biyad Nachri, Kanimtza Biplatya. He says, do you think Rabbi Yochanan is correct that if you find meat, you still think Rabbi Yochanan is right that if you find meat in the hands of a guy, that you assume it's just like finding meat anywhere else, and therefore it's Mutar Ba'achila as long as most of the store locally sell kosher meat? Amar Lei, Kein Amar Rabbi Yossi, so said Rabbi Yossi, that Rebbe, that in the name of his Rebbe, that Vehein Sharau also Yotzim Makulin Shal Yisrael, that when we say that if you find meat in the hands of a guy, that you assume it came from a kosher store, that's only if you saw the guy walking out of a kosher store with the bag of meat. But if you didn't see the guy walking out of a kosher store, and you just see a guy with meat walking down the street, then you could assume it came from his horse. You don't assume that it came from a kosher source. So the Gemara says another story. Chad bar nash b'tziporin. There was one guy in the town of Tzipori. Ozel boy mizben kapin min tabcha. He went and wanted to buy meat from the butcher shop. A Jew, a regular guy. A regular Jew wanted to buy meat from the butcher shop. And the only local butcher happened to be someone who didn't like him. So v'lo yavle, the butcher kept on saying, sorry, I'm all out. I don't have any meat for you. So he couldn't buy any meat because his luck. The butcher hated him. He was his worst enemy. So I'm really Had Romai, so he said to a Roman, to a guy, he said, go do me a favor, go to the butcher shop, buy some meat, here's some money, buy me some meat and bring it back for me. And the guy brought him some meat. So Amar Lei, the person said to the butcher, aha, I outsmarted you. Lo nasus al karche, you didn't want to sell me any meat, so I sent a guy, and that guy got me meat from your store, so I outsmarted you. So Amar Lei, the butcher said, you didn't outsmart me. V'lav basar nevela, you have a slay. The basar I sold him was basar nevela. It was a guy. I knew it wasn't a Jew. I was giving him basar nevela, so that's why that's the meat I gave him. So good luck. You have only basar nevela that you ate now. Rabbi Yirmi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Baldafnei Rebbe, that this story of Tzipori, this story that we just told, was told to Rebbe, that L'chor, we should ask for all the meat in the hands of a guy, even when you come out from a Jewish store, because you see from this story that a Jewish butcher will sell a guy basar nevela, because he knows that he's a guy. V'amar, and Rebbe said, no, when a guy comes out of a Jewish store, you have the right to assume it's kosher meat. Lo kula minei, Maisa makulin de Tziporin. He says, no, you can't learn from there that this guy guy did he did shalok hogan. He did something wrong, because then you'd have to, because he must have known what was going on. So you can't let this guy asur every other store. This guy is a bad guy, and he went. This butcher sold non kosher meat. No kosher butcher should ever sell non kosher meat. So you're not going to asur every other store everywhere because one guy decided that he's going to be a bad guy. Rav Nachas Taman. Rav went to Bavel, Chamsun Mekilin, and he saw that people were makil about basar that was in the hands of a guy, v'chamer aleihen, and therefore he was more machmir, and he asered basar shenasali min ayin. So this is the sugya of basar shenasali min ayin. We're really going to pick it up tomorrow in terms of what the parameters of basar shenasali min ayin. If you don't have supervision over meat, but you know that you left kosher meat there, and then you go back and you find meat there, but it doesn't have a simen on it, and you don't have a tvias ayin to know that it looks different than non-kosher meat, so to what extent do we assume that you have to be machmir and assume that it's non-kosher meat? As Hashem, we'll start with that sugya tomorrow.